Find this and a trick-or-treat bag full of podcasts, sure to make you squirm. iHeartRadio.
The Rod Arcetio here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen and you'll know. Great to be back with you. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Abby has been involved in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer and the Walk for a long, long time. Been involved in that for years and does a great job each and every year encouraging people to come out to help raise money for the fight against breast cancer. Now, this year, because of COVID-19, it's been done a little bit differently. Virtual walks instead of one big walk. Well, coming up at the bottom of the hour, she'll be interviewing a very special guest about this with the American Cancer Society, and they'll be talking about making strides against breast cancer. You want to listen to that. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. The baby boomers. You know, let's admit it, folks. You know, time is catching up to us. The biggest piece of the electoral pie out there now is not the Generation X, but actually are the millennials and maybe Generation Z. But the millennials have a lot of power, and are they realizing it? And is there something right now the Republican Party could do in setting up for the future and possibly winning over that millennial vote? Joining us on our Newsmaker line to talk about that is Joel Kotkin. He is president, or professor, I should say, of urban studies at Chapman University. Always great to have Joel back on the show. Joel, how are you, and thanks for joining us tonight.
It's my pleasure. You know, I think there are some things that Republicans could do, at least to be in the running to get the millennials. You know, we have to remember that people thought the boomers were all going to be, far on the left, and ended up actually being fairly conservative. But there are major things. One, Trump has to go. Trump does not.
Saying millennials don't like Trump?
I would say overwhelmingly, yes.
Why?
His whole, besides positions, his being is just not attractive in any way, shape, or form. He's Trump is sort of like the worst of the boomers in terms of his personality. He's offensive. Plus, remember, a large percentage of millennials, and even more so Zs, are from ethnic minorities, many of them the children of immigrants. And unfortunately, even though I think Trump, from an economic point of view, was better for minorities, a lot better than Obama was. But his, if you will, saying, oh, they're sending us their murderers and rapists. Like, what are you talking about? Yes, there's that element. But, tell me how much this economy would fall apart if it wasn't for people from Latin America and Asia. I don't think it would go very far.
Okay, well, but there are some millennials, Joel, would you agree, that do support the president?
Yeah, I think what I've been seeing is like 35%, something like that.
Okay. Now, let's look past Trump. Your thoughts as to what you think the GOP could do to attract these millennials and make them part of their base in the coming years, if not decades?
Well, first of all, I think they need to be able to say, look, we have an economic message that works for you. If you stay under a Democratic regime like we have here in California, you're never going to own a house. You're probably never going to own a business, and you're basically going to have a marginal life. We want to offer you upward mobility, a chance to live at least as well as your parents. The other thing is, I think a lot of young people would be attracted to the idea that, let's bring manufacturing back to the U.S. Let's not ship all the jobs away. I think that would be attractive. I think it would be attractive to millennials to have more power locally, because actually that's an area where, when you do the polling, they actually believe that solutions to problems should be at the local, not at the national level. So there's a natural angle. I think that a lot of millennials, as they get older, they want to buy a house, they have children, they may, like the boomers, be more susceptible to a more conservative or more moderate message than they are now. And then most importantly, the Republican Party has to get rid of its nativist aspect. You can be a patriot, and to me, nativists aren't patriotic because nativists are forgetting what America is about. I mean, my family came from Russia around 1900, and you know, people said, "Oh, they're not Americans." Well, I don't know. I mean, we were American enough to serve in the war.
Yeah.
We were American enough to start businesses. We were American enough to be part of this culture. And I think the Republicans need to be able to be welcoming to the new Americans and realize this is the most important thing. The Republican Party has to become a middle working class party. The corporate elites are gone. They're all in the Democratic Party now. Jeff Bezos is never going to be a Republican.
Yeah.
The Silicon Valley guys are overwhelmingly on the other side. So what's your base? Your base is going to be middle and working class families. That should be the base.
So Joel, let me ask you, has the Democratic Party abandoned the middle working class, do you think? Have they left it?
Well, they'll take their votes and, they're about 40%, white working class is about 40% of the electorate, and it's the only part of the electorate that right now is supporting Trump. See, I think the Republicans need to do is not get rid of everything about Trump. I don't think we need to go back to country club Republicanism. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody wants the return of the Bush kind of, let's go find a war to fight. I don't think that's the Republican Party needs to take the Trumpian, the good parts of Trumpism, and add to it African American, Latino, Asian, women, groups that actually, in many ways, may actually feel more comfortable with the Republican message than, let's say, the postmodernist.
Yeah, yeah. Joel, let me ask you this. Are millennials, do you think, attracted to universal basic income or the Green New Deal? Are there things that are attracting them to that, or are they doing that because they don't own property? They don't own their own house. They've got, they haven't got all that investment that they've made. Is that playing a role in it?
That's huge, and that's why the Republican Party, if it's going to revive, because I think the Republican Party, it's losing the popular vote pretty much every election now, and, the Electoral College is sort of keeping them in business, but long term, the trends are not good. When you have President Trump fighting to try to win South Carolina and Georgia and Arizona, something's wrong. Joe Biden isn't worried about California or New York. So the bottom line is that the young people, if they want to have independence, they want to own property, they want to move up. That's the message you've got to give. Because let's put it this way. If I'm a millennial and I know that I'm never going to own a house, why wouldn't I be for rent control? Why wouldn't I be in favor of a universal basic income? If my only hope in life is to be a barista at Starbucks, I'm not going to worry about working my butt off so I can, I can buy something. I think that the perfect young person for the Democrats is somebody who's in an apartment. They're either drinking or smoking pot. They're playing video games and watering their plants. That's kind of the new American.
The new American, yeah.
and I think a lot of young people don't want that.
Yeah.
But you have to have a message that says, yes, we're thinking about you, and we want. And we're not just appealing to your nativism. We're not appealing to your jealousy. We're appealing to your better nature and to your own aspirations. Republican Party has to become an aspirational party, which is, as a lifelong Democrat, was what the Democratic Party was.
Joel, do millennials want to get involved? I remember, my guess, you and I are pretty close to age. We're baby boomers. We came out of the 60s, and we wanted to change things. We wanted to improve the country. Do millennials want to do that?
I think so. I mean, certainly in the focus group work I've been doing with millennials, and the work that my friend Morley Winograd's done on them, and Sam Abrams, a bunch of people have worked on this. They have very strong interest in helping, a very strong interest in improving society. There's a lot of voluntarism. I think that they, you know, they want to be, you know, involved. You know, what Morley Winograd calls a civic generation. They're not like the Xers, who tended to be more individualist and alienated. I think they really do care about where the country is going. Now, that concern right now is shifting them to the left. But if the conservatives could come up with a coherent model, which was something other than how can Wall Street billionaires get richer, I think that they could do very well. As I wrote in the National Review not long ago, the Democratic policies aren't working, and they're not going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got to show that and say, we have an alternative that will make your life better. And, you know, that's what President Reagan did, and that's what a Republican who's going to succeed is going to have to do.
All right. Joel, as always, great chatting with you. Thank you for your time tonight.
Well, thank you.
All right. On our Newsmaker line, that's Joel Kotkin. He is professor of urban studies at Chapman University, talking about how the GOP can win over millennials. More coming up here on the Tuesday evening edition of the Rod Arquette Show on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know. All right. You're still feeling a little run down, maybe added a few pounds because of all the sitting and working from home, where the pantry is too close during the pandemic, right? Well, if you feel it's time to finally feel better and to trim down and to get yourself healthy, I have a way for you to do it. It won't take long, since it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 50 plus pounds with NJ Diet. NJ Diet's contractually guaranteed money-back program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, your saliva, and blood work. Then, NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off for the rest of your life. You're fully monitored by a certified staff to make sure that you are burning fat and not just losing water. You'll also have access to the doctor's personal email and their phone number. NJ Diet, committed to keeping the weight off. It's all natural. There are no shots, hormones, or surgery. NJ Diet is now offering live online video as well. So go to njdiet.com to find out more and lose 20 to 50 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Visit njdiet.com or give them a call tonight.